next hour, I'm going to have something for you from a state trooper, state of Washington. After 22 years, he refuses to get the vaccine. He said, no, I'm just going to quit. I'm going to walk away. A guy who had been involved with training and too many close calls to remember just says, I'm done here. I'm going to walk away. And the way he does it, he signs off and has a message for the governor of the state of Washington, Jay Inslee, radical leftist. He has a message that is sharp, to say the least. California parents and teachers plan a statewide walkout to protest school vaccine mandates as well. When it comes to mandates, it's not just state troopers in the state of Washington saying, I'm out of here. And this is a problem all over the country. Make no mistake. Those that were frontline heroes a year ago being fired from their jobs this year because they don't want to take the vaccine that has proven to be less effective, shall we say, than we were ever told it was. I mean, the vaccines don't stop the spread of illness at all. They're supposed to. A vaccine's supposed to keep you from getting sick. That's the point of having a vaccine, right? Not to lessen the symptoms, not to keep you out of the hospital, to keep you from getting sick. That's the point of a vaccine. So by definition, that way, these really aren't vaccines, are they? They're a treatment of sorts. They're a treatment of sorts because they apparently lessen the severity of symptoms and keep many people out of the emergency room or out of the ICU, we're told. And yet we know lots of people now and lots of names that were fully vaccinated that have ended up with bad symptoms, ventilated, and have died. So how about some truth about the vaccines? What do they really do? Enough of the nonsense, enough of the game playing, enough of Anthony Fauci, frankly, right? And in fact, Fauci's changing horses once again. He is. And I want to jump to bite number four because Anthony Fauci, he just continues to change. Says the holidays are back on if you're vaccinated. I mean, just a week ago, it was like, well, Christmas, who knows? Here's a new position and a new horse for Anthony Fauci. Listen.
If you're vaccinated and your family members are vaccinated, those who are eligible, and that is obviously very young children are not yet eligible, then you can enjoy the holidays. You can enjoy Halloween, trick-or-treating, and certainly Thanksgiving with your family and Christmas with your families. That's one of the reasons why we emphasize why it's so important to get vaccinated, not only for your own safety, for that of your family, but also for the good of the community to keep the level of infection down.
But does it do that? Every time we increase the number of vaccines going out, it seemed the infection seemed to follow right along and rise right with it. Now vaccines are coming down. Guess what? Infection rates are coming down. I mean, let me be just completely square with you. There are 1,000 voices out there, left, right, center, all over the place. Do this, don't do that, try this, don't try that. I'm overwhelmed just like you are. You don't know who to believe, what to believe. Bias confirmation is happening everywhere at a rampant level. Talk about a pandemic. It's a pandemic of people believing what they want to believe. They hear something, oh, that's what I believe. Bias confirmation. There's a pandemic. People living in their own echo chambers, right, left, center, all over the place. What we need is open conversations, honest numbers. The number of people that have died of COVID allegedly since Joe Biden took office is now 322,000 and counting. Joe Biden's time in office has accounted for 50% of the COVID fatalities in America, if you believe those numbers, which, by the way, I don't. When you're counting self-inflicted gunshot wounds as COVID deaths, I'm sorry, I have no respect for those numbers. And once you have that happen, the numbers are tainted. And once the numbers are tainted, how do you believe any of it? Well, how many suicides got counted? How many car accidents got counted? How many people that were stage four in hospice with terminal cancer were counted as COVID deaths? How many? Every state did it differently. In Colorado, we did the story here a couple of weeks ago, people being counted as COVID fatalities that were still alive. I mean, how many times has that happened? Well, you know, we heard they tested positive for COVID, so we just put them on the death list. Really? Who does that? Who allows that to happen? Medical examiners in the state of Colorado, in small counties, said, wait a second, we didn't have any deaths in our county from COVID, and yet you've got three deaths here. You got two over there. Those didn't happen. In fact, some of those people are still alive, and if that's happening in Colorado, it's happening elsewhere, most likely. Meaning the numbers can't be trusted. If the numbers can't be trusted, it leaves us all scrambling to find the truth. That's the problem. That's the problem. Now, I don't believe that if I get the vaccine, you're going to put a magnet on my arm, it's going to stick to me. So stop the nonsense, but give it to us straight. We need to know what's really going on. That's not happening, by the way. But are you having people that die from the vaccine? Absolutely. What are those numbers? What's the VAERS system tell us? We don't know. You can't trust those numbers either because many of those are never entered. Most people that had adverse reactions never end up in the VAERS system. I got vaccinated, had a terrible reaction to the second shot, had vertigo, horribly bad, barely able to stand up for 3 days. Had to get an anti-vertigo medicine called Antivert. Yeah, think about that. I got the vaccine and then had to take a prescription medication to tolerate the after effects of the vaccine. Doesn't sound like a very good idea, does it? Now, I made that decision on my own. I think all adults are capable of doing that. I certainly don't think this state trooper in Washington should be forced to quit his job because he refuses to take the vaccine. If you're vaccinated, you're supposed to be safe. That was the sales pitch. Of course, that changes. I believe that everybody has the right as an adult to make a decision for themselves. I do. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can.